Mrs. Schroeder,
what exactly is the nature of your relationship to Nucky Thompson?
I had to rip him.
You've been following me around for days. What do you want?
I think you already know what I want.
Yesterday morning, a truckload of beer barrels was loaded into a garage behind my home.
Eddie, get the sheriff on the phone.
7,000 clams, Mickey. Where's our fucking money?
Nucky Thompson, one of his ward bosses, makes a nice fat collection every Friday.
I've got hotels that no one can get to. We need paved highways.
People of Jersey City need highways.
Jersey
just as
City,
much.
My balls.
Let's not let party politics affect what's best for the people.
Toriel don't like headaches.
I think he's already going.
I know you took a shine to her, but she got till Friday.
Did Mr. Thompson not speak with you today?
About what?
You said I should come to you if I had information.
Nobody move! This is a raid.
Your country's greatest foe.
Mr. Thompson?
I have no time for games, Margaret.
Margaret?
Say, Fat Chops, you got the time, or did you eat your pocket watch?
Bug off, you little shit.
Fuck you.
Son of a bitch.
Come here, you little guinea bastard. Come back here. Take the shit. Get over here.
That nice, Daddy. What makes you feel good?
You do, kid.
Me? Nobody else? 'Cause I see how the other girls look at you. But I'm your little tiger cub. Just make me wanna run around the jungle and
Jesus! What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm a little tiger.
Then I should use a goddamn whip.
Don't be mad, Daddy. I can't help it. You just make me wild.
I'm fucking bleeding.
Can I put some gauze on it?
Get it. Just don't get so carried away, huh?
Mrs. Schroeder.
I was wondering if we might speak about a private matter.
Yes, of course.
A man has made me an offer.
Of what nature? Financial, domestic, sexual?
Yes.
Who is he?
He runs things. He would provide for me and my children.
Will he marry you?
I wouldn't think so.
There are various words for that sort of woman. None of them are flattering.
He'll provide, ma'am.
Do you know why I live in Atlantic City?
No.
Mr. McGarry owned a quarter interest in an oil field in Titusville, Pennsylvania. A man from the Standard Oil Company made him a large cash offer for his share. And so Mr. McGarry built a 16-room mansion on the shore. 6 months later, he was dead of influenza. I now live in a smaller house on Raleigh Avenue. It suits my needs, and I have the freedom to devote myself to matters I consider important.
The movement.
Temperance was meant to protect women, Margaret. But the ballot box will free us. Only one more state for complete ratification.
I've no mansion to sell, ma'am.
Which is why you must do as you see fit. You owe no one else an explanation. This contains useful knowledge. I highly recommend that you read it.
Give me one of those.
How about you calling sick tonight?
Don't you ever get tired?
No, with you, I don't.
Like you do with the other girls.
Not tired exactly.
No? What is it then?
It's none. It don't work.
That horse cock. Please.
I'm serious. You're the first brood in years who put any lead in my pencil at all.
You don't have to flatter me, dear.
I ain't, honest engine. A couple of years ago, I had an affliction down there. It got better, but then... I don't know. She didn't wake no more.
Then you met me.
And then I met you.
Yeah.
What kind of way is that to answer a telephone?
There you are.
So? I gather you haven't made it up to Saratoga.
Yeah, no, not yet.
How'd you know where I was?
I have a crystal ball, Charlie, you know that. I see you're not wearing your trousers.
So what gives?
I've been waiting for a report on Mr. Dormady.
Right.
Yeah, well, I can't really speak to that now.
I wouldn't think so, considering the company you've been keeping.
Hey, can I call you back? I'm with his wife right now.
No, you're not, Charlie. You're with his mother.
A kid and a skinny fella. In broad daylight on the board.
I'm still thunderstruck. This day and age.
Not from your ward. You're sure about that?
I know every tick on the hind of every dog. Maybe over to Boyd's turf. They had a Dago look.
What look is that?
Feeble-minded. I'll get the boys cracking, Nuck. If there's a nickel of your money in a nun's coos, we'll shake it loose.
Why don't we let Eli handle it? And put a stake on that. On the boardwalk, Eli. 100 yards from my suite.
And laying in wait, too. Obviously, that was his last stop.
Nobody from AC would be dumb enough to pull a stunt like this.
These fucking Italians, though, they don't respect the rules.
Luciano, is he still hanging around?
Who?
Rothstein's torpedo, the greaseball. I'll give you 3-1. He's either behind this or knows who is. So is he?
Is he what?
Hanging around.
He comes and goes. I got other fish to fry besides him.
Well, fry them already. I don't want this happening ever again. Some guinea pissant gets the idea that he... Knock, goddammit.
I did.
Well, knock like a man.
I think I should not disturb you.
And why are you?
Frank Haig, the mayor of Jersey City.
I know who the fuck he is.
He wishes to tell you he has spent several nights waiting at the Hotel Shelburne. He does not wish to spend many more. Unless you see him soon. There are many roads to Rome, but there will be only one through New Jersey.
Set up a dinner or something.
Yeah.
And you bring that Dago in.
Carol, what if you miss?
The trick is not to, so I don't.
Are you fucking crazy?
Over there, you never played five-finger filet?
We did. I was just saying.
We were more interested in winning the war.
Go ahead. For old times.
Johnny's coming.
Hey, Johnny. How you doing?
I got a cracked molar. It's how I'm doing.
Did you see a dentist?
What?
Might as well yank it out yourself, right?
We're sitting down with Sheridan, getting on a Greek tower.
How come?
I gave it a chance. I don't need the money. I don't need the aggravation.
It was an oversight, that's all.
You want to put me in a war? That's why I brung you out from fucking Brooklyn. You watch the door. You drive my car. And you, are you smart? Are you? Go clean a Buick. mix. No offense. They crawl up out of the bog, come in here, my house, and spill blood? Because that one don't know how to do business.
I think it's a mistake, Johnny.
What's with this Johnny shit?
Mr. Torrio, to get out of Greektown completely, we made headway at that bar, Anastos. What
kind of money that you like bring in?
Good. Not great, but it's a foothold. I know you don't want a war, but retreating? How does that look? We should talk to them, Mr. Torrio. We should come to an understanding.
What's this supposed to mean?
I wish I'd known you were coming, sir. I would have prepared something.
It's a surprise field office review, Nelson. Lack of notice is precisely the point.
Of course.
I told you this isn't a damn storage room.
Clear out. The report I mentioned in my wire, sir, I had planned to mail it.
Well, you certainly have plenty of stamps.
You're placing Enoch Thompson at the head of a criminal organization controlling Atlantic County.
I believe I've established a pervasive pattern of illegality as it relates to alcohol with him at the very center.
Where are the financial records? The corroborating witnesses? What do I take to the district attorney?
I'm asking for the resources to build that case.
I need numbers, Nelson. Bottles broken by the thousand. Trucks, boats, and stills seized and put out of commission.
There's also a capital crime there.
I don't see it.
Thompson sent James Darmody to steal back a shipment of whiskey he sold to Arnold Rothstein. Darmody and an unnamed accomplice executed five men. Then Thompson pinned the murders on Hans Schroeder.
What is this obsession with the Schroeder character?
Sir?
You requisitioned the immigration file on his wife?
I'm only being thorough, sir.
You're a prohibition agent, not Bulldog Drummond. Bring me numbers.
What time is it?
About 3:30.
3:30.
3:30. It's 3:30, Bearcat. Get a wiggle on.
Don't go overboard.
You don't want me to sound American.
No, I don't think I do.
An Irish maiden. That's what you'd like.
And what would you like?
I haven't thought about it.
That's a lot of bunk.
What'll my neighbors say?
They're not going to be your neighbors anymore.
Do you give all the widows new flats?
I help out where I can.
And what happened here?
A hunting accident.
Who was hunting whom? I have to pick up the children. And get back to work.
No, you don't.
And then what am I?
Sure I can't slice something, peel something?
For a guest.
You get up and I'll break your legs.
Mocadice.
Man, the boy you back.
Pal told me about your friend. Poor girl down the restaurant.
Pearl. The waitress. Right, yeah.
Such a tragedy. My God. To get hit by a streetcar.
You want to talk to that driver. Make sure he's more careful in future.
Yeah.
How many links, Princeton?
Just one will do.
I'll give you three.
He's a grown man, Al. He knows what he wants.
And he'll take what I give him.
Sonny?
Leave him. He's in his own world.
Sonny, dinner.
Fucking kid.
Come on, baby. Time to eat.
Who's in a cafe?
Ma, sta stupida vacca irlandese si è rotto le braccia.
You know, I may not talk Italian, but I know what stupido means.
Some house I got. Beginning from mother, make for a wife and a dumbbell for a son.
Don't call him that.
I got a little boy myself at home.
Yeah? Do you have a likeness?
Not with me. He's a little guy, dark eyes like his mom. Real chatterbox.
Yeah, but he comes when you call him at least, huh?
Mostly. He's got a mind of his own, though. You like your eggs, Sonny?
I told you. He's a dopey little bastard.
Che faccia? Usa lo straccio, eh?
Oh, sta strano. Ho quasi rotto il collo.
I got it. Basta. I got it, okay.
Perhaps Madame could describe it better to me.
Why does anybody buy underwear?
Some women wish to hide. Others wish to reveal.
Well, I want it in lights. Something vampy. And sheer. With the cutout right here.
A moment, please.
You got some job, sister.
I've done worse.
I bet you have.
Peut-être.
I want to see what it looks like on her. You don't wear a brassiere?
I've tried them. They're not comfortable.
You should try again. You're saggy. You've had children. You can tell. You look like the kitchen help. A quickie bent over the table.
He doesn't seem to mind.
You don't know very much, do you?
You'd be surprised.
They raised him a good Catholic boy.
And every once in a while, he starts thinking he might go to hell and that he'd better change before it's too late. But all I gotta do is this. And this. And then he doesn't feel so Catholic anymore.
When I was a girl in Ireland, a raggedy man would come round every spring with a little bantam rooster. He'd trained it to peck out the mountains of Mourne on a toy piano that hung off his chest.
So?
Well, the first year he came, we all of us, the girls in that place, we thought it magical. The second year, we laughed behind our hands at the odd man in his tatters. And the third year, we didn't even go, because the mountains of Mourne was all that little rooster could ever do.
So what's the point?
That maybe your cunny isn't quite the draw you think it is. I quit.
No, please. Come, children, come.
Emily, Teddy, be careful. Don't break anything.
They break, it will be fixed. The kitchen has food to start. The dining, a bathroom, upstairs, there is a room for the boy, a room for the girl, and the master bedroom.
It's very beautiful.
Yes, good. Mrs., I go now.
Do I wait for Mr. Thompson?
Oh, he will call.
Is he nice to you, Mr. Kessler?
Lucky? Yes, he is nice. Mr. Thompson is a very nice man.
Are you trying to sass me, you greasy cocksucker?
I thought you was all about manners.
I treat people as gentlemen until they prove otherwise. All you've proven is you're a thieving little prick who shows up where he doesn't belong.
Since when do you need permission to look at the ocean?
To look at my ocean? Since your boss tried to lift $100,000 out of my pocket.
Mr. Rothstein don't see it that way.
Mr. Rothstein don't run this town.
No. He runs New York. Maybe I heard of it.
You like it around here, though, do you?
I like the view between that gash's legs.
You're referring to Gillian Dermody?
Is that a name?
Fucking burn this, you fucking head! The fuck off!
Mrs. Darmody is free to do as she pleases, not always to her benefit. But I strongly suggest you treat her in every particular with the utmost regard. Charles, right?
Lucky.
Lucky. Everything you see here, it's mine. Buy a drink, place a bet, ride the fucking Ferris wheel. And if you steal...
I ain't took nothing.
If you steal, Charles, from my men, you steal from me. So tell the pack of guineas you came down here with. And tell your boss in New York.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck are you doing?
You said to knock in a manly fashion.
Well, leave the door on the hinges. What do you want?
Mrs. Schroeder.
Yes?
Is very happy with the accommodations.
Good. You can go.
Thank you very much, Mr. Thompson, for showing me how it's done here.
Open. Hey, kid.
You don't really want to be in here all by yourself, do you?
I think I do.
She left this in my room.
Thanks.
Hey, come down and sit with us.
I will. A few minutes.
She's not there. You're looking for that one? She's gone.
You are?
Edith Maurer. Mrs.
Mrs. Maurer. Where is she?
Off drinking champagne, I wouldn't be surprised.
Why do you say that?
She's out all hours. Expects me to watch over her brats. And she works for French people.
The rich.
Nothing but the best for her.
Pretty high opinion of herself.
Butter wouldn't melt. And not 4 months a widow. He was a lovely man.
Mr. Schroeder.
He always brought us the day-old crawlers. Mm. And just now?
Yes?
A blue limousine pulls up and carts them off, her and her children.
A Rolls?
How's that?
The limousine, a Rolls Royce?
Certainly was. She did something wrong, didn't she?
Is there anything else you can tell me?
Yes. She's a whore.
Mae Murray. That's who you look like.
You really think so?
Sure I do. The Taming of Kaiser Bull. Maybe I'll take you to the pictures. Classy, huh? I was a kid, there was a sign outside, no dogs or Irish. Now we can buy this fucking joint.
You're an inspiration to us all.
Go on, search him.
If the stunt you pulled, you don't trust me.
No, I don't.
They're clean.
Tip her good. She's a real beauty, this one.
Thanks.
Anytime.
So?
So what?
Now we search you, fellas.
It was you called this meet, not me. And I tell you this right now, I am packing heat. We all are.
Now, that wasn't the deal.
You want to hash this out or not?
I don't like this, Johnny.
If I wanted to kill you, you wouldn't have made it through the front door.
All right.
Relax. Everything's going to be fine.
Sorry for the ruckus, but ask anybody who knows me. Charlie Sheridan ain't a fella takes a threat lying down.
We were expanding our reach. It wasn't so much a threat.
Dipping our toes in the water.
And you just got all wet. At least your whore did.
She was 18 years old.
What?
The girl.
So you just want to get sentimental? Anastas, the Greek fella you beat on? You cracked his jaw. You can't eat regular for another month.
Let's just say the whole thing was an unfortunate series of misunderstandings.
Fine. I'm sorry about the girl.
Your mug, Liam. Be nice to hear that from him.
Liam works for me. I told him to pick a whore and he did. In order so I could make my point.
And you did, and it's done. Over. Let's talk turkey.
Fine. In the interest of keeping good relations, I'll give you a three-block territory starting on Halsted between Randolph and Monroe. There's some good joints there, real busy. You should make a decent buck. The rest of the Delta, meaning anything between Harrison...
Huh? What the fuck?
Nobody fucking move.
Easy.
His boot! What the fuck's he got in there?
It's a knife.
I thought you fucking searched him. You sneak a blade into a meat? The fuck you trying to pull?
You fellas got guns.
I forgot I had it on me. I'm sorry.
Maybe I cut your throat with it. Next time you'll remember. What's this?
It's called a skull crusher. It's for cracking walnuts.
I'll crack a few with it, let you know. Let's have a drink. Let bygones be bygones. All around.
I'm gonna visit the head. I'll bring the car around.
Thanks, sweetie. Here's for you.
Thanks.
What happened to the blonde?
She's on coffee break.
Wrap it up.
You prick.
Fuck. Go, get out of here, go.
Piece of shit. I think you'd agree that Greek Town belongs to us now.
What are you up to in there? Are you ill?
I was luxuriating.
I like making you happy.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. That'll take some getting used to.
Hello. Yeah. God damn it. Tell him I'm on my way.
Is something wrong?
Just business. You know who Hardeen is?
Should I?
He's Houdini's brother, but he's just as good. He's opening tonight at the Globe. I have to turn up.
Business again, is it?
Partly. I'd like you to come with me. See the act. We'll have a light supper with him after. Just us.
With Mr. Hardeen?
His wife, maybe, too. At the Marlborough. These show people. Some of them are a lot of fun.
Houdini's brother. Does he escape from things as well?
I'll bet he escapes from the dinner check.
Sorry, fellas, private party. Pick a gal, though. Enjoy yourselves.
God, he's a genius, this kid. Fucking strategy.
They'd come after us eventually.
Us? So you're sticking around. I could use a dozen like you. The bulls on this mick. Fucking Ruggiero.
Who's that?
The puppet with the sword in Sicily.
I'd just like to say that Jimmy Domity's a stand-up guy. When he ain't on the floor pissing himself, that is.
A few weeks ago, I'm up in his room. I squeeze a shot off as a joke. Next thing, he's practically humping the floor. I swear to God. Well, you know, he's over there in France, and I heard there wasn't one patty that could scrub a latrine whiter than our gym.
Here's to him.
Salud.
Salud.
Not like you, huh? Captain Capone? Hand to hand with the Kaiser himself? That is how you got your scars. Right out.
Unlike some of us, I don't need to brag about what I did.
The Lost Battalion? He got so lost he thought Brooklyn was in France.
All week you got me cooling my heels.
In a deluxe suite at the Shelburne. You don't like it?
I'm a simple man. All I need is a bed, love of a good woman, and an envelope about so thick.
I made sure you got all three.
That you did, mine host.
So you're gonna fight me on this road appropriations bill?
I got miles to feed up north, too.
There's plenty for both of us, so let's be fair with each other.
You don't have enough friends in Trenton these days?
I got a man I'm sending to the White House. That's a friend worth having.
Ladies and gentlemen, the green thumb of the Garden State, Senator Walter Edge.
So he's not the great emancipator, but he'll pay off for me. And if the two of us shake hands on the road money, he'll pay off for you.
Where are we going after this?
Tonight?
Got something more important. Well, because I'm going to head home.
You want to see Hardeen?
Who?
Houdini's brother, but he's just as good. I was going to take my girl.
I'm the third wheel.
I'll get you a date.
Only one?
Who is it?
Who's there?
Supposing I was the Fuller Brush salesman.
What's behind your back?
My hands.
Don't get cute. What are you holding?
Are you worried about tough guy? Steaks. Chicago's finest. They packed them in salt. When we met first time, you said you liked them.
You want to come in? Drink?
I get stupid, I drink too much. Run off at the mouth. That stuff you said in front of the boys. I'm in the war. Makes me look bad. That ain't how you treat a buddy.
Is that what we are?
What did you think we were?
Accomplices.
It's the same thing, right? No steaks. Have one of the girls fry them up with eggs. Not too long. You know. Come around the house. Whenever, we'll make them there.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Okay, then. He's deaf, you know. My boy, Sonny.
I know.
Fucking kills me to think he's being punished for the shit I done.
Take him to a doctor, Al.
They can't fix it. It's in the blood. I played a mandolin. I sang to him. Put his hand right here. He feels it. But he doesn't know what it is.
Just keep at it. Medicine now, they're finding new things every day.
Hey, what's flat beer and that Sheridan prick got in common? No head. I came up with that myself.
Japanese sandman sneaking on with a dude, just an old second hand man, he'll buy your old day from you. He will take every sorrow.
A lot of noise from a little box.
Which one are we talking about?
Oh, you're a devil at heart, Mr. Hague.
So what's your pleasure, you Republican son of a bitch?
I want the highway. Two lanes coming south from Newark and a straight shot to the Pennsylvania border.
New York and Philly.
Can we shake on it?
You're putting a big bet on Walter Hitch.
Maybe.
I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because he's a silent partner in a paving company.
Where?
Doesn't really have an address, but let's say it's Jersey City, where your roads aren't.
Why are you telling me this, Frank?
Because guys like Edge will come and go. But bosses, like us, we're here to stay. Trade him silver for gold. Just an old second-hand man.
Trading new days for old. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse under the chair.
They're usually asleep by 9, so they shouldn't be any trouble.
No trouble at all. I love babies. I sit for most of the other young ladies, too.
I don't usually. I'm seeing Hardeen tonight.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Excuse me. Hello?
Mrs.
Mr. Kessler. Did I not have the time right?
The time?
Of the show. Mr. Thompson said you'd pick me up.
Mrs. Nookie wishes to say he is busy tonight.
I'm sorry?
Tonight he has business. He said to tell you.
Oh. Well, thank you. Very well.
He will call.
I'm Annabelle. Your neighbor across the way?
Margaret Schroeder.
Are they yours?
Yes. It's Emily and Theodore.
Hello, sweethearts.
Hello.
Aren't you gorgeous? Mrs. Charlton told me she was looking after them. I was wondering if I could throw mine in as well. This is Ruby. Go on, Sugar Plum. Meet new friends.
Doll is pretty.
Would you mind? Us girls all help each other out here.
Yeah, I think I did find it.
Which girls? You know.
Penny?
The concubines. My fella just called. He's all hot and bothered. I didn't have time to make arrangements. I promise I'll do the same for you. Is this the 3-bedroom?
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, your fella's certainly sweet on you.
Thank you.
going on behind those baby blues?
I try to be good. I really do.
It's too late to be good tonight, Dolly.
Here's a Japanese sign.